Good morning. We are continuing with our topic of Maris Ayin, the prohibition of doing an act that's fundamentally permitted but may give off the appearance that you are doing something wrong. And in that vein, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked the following fascinating question. Is it permitted to eat in a dairy restaurant that is owned by Jews, but they don't keep Shabbos, they're mechalal Shabbos, they profane the Shabbos, there's no hashkacha, is there a problem eating in such a restaurant? And he says, of course there's a problem. There could be a number of kashrus problems. For example, they could be feeding people the type of seafood that's treif. Not all fish is kosher. And they could be using fats in what they cook that come from treif animals. And cheeses could be treif. And Bishul Akum, who's cooking the food, it could be cooked by non-Jews. And then he adds on an important point. Not only is it a kashrus problem, but even to go in there to eat foods that are clearly kosher, to eat a full orange, for example, to eat a full apple, for example, grapes. Anyone can see that it's kosher, but still there's a problem, he says, because of the concern of Maris Ayin and Chshad, because you're giving off the appearance of somebody that sees you go in there. What are they going to think? Most of the time, somebody who goes into a treif restaurant is going to eat treif. So that is the problem of Maris Ayin and Chshad, or even if they see you going in, they don't think you're going to eat treif. They may say, if he can do it, I can do it. It must be a kosher restaurant. Must be okay to eat in such a restaurant. So Rav Moshe says that indeed it would be the default of being prohibited. But then Rav Moshe adds on that if we fill a number of conditions, then there would be a basis to be lenient. And he says as follows. These are the conditions to permit it. Number one is, Im hu ra'ev b'yoser shemitzdar tuva, the person is famished. Not a little hungry, a lot hungry. He's in sorrow. He needs food. And number two is, there's no place else to eat. No kosher restaurant around, no supermarket around, no 7-Eleven around that you can go into that has kosher and non-kosher, so we don't have a Maris Ayin and Chshad problem. There's nothing else that's more suitable, just this treif restaurant. And number three, he says, when you go in, it has to be bitsina, which means privately. What does that mean? Privately, we'll describe as follows in a little bit. But he says, because Chazal did not institute a prohibition in cases of sorrow and loss. So if it's a case of sorrow and loss, then we can be lenient, but it has to be done privately. What does that mean, privately? He says, if there are people standing outside that know you, you have a problem. Behind Shaloyu, there shouldn't be people outside that know you, because then you have a problem or seeing you go in. And if there are people outside who do know you, you have to go over to them and explain to them the situation, that I'm in sorrow. I have nothing to eat. I'm very hungry. It's a case of tsa'ar or pseida, sorrow or loss. And accordingly, that's why I'm going in to eat only things that are kosher, not to eat treif. And Rav Moshe adds on, afal b'lo mitzdar tuva, but if it's not a situation of sorrow, and he doesn't just say sorrow, he says mitzdar tuva means a lot of sorrow, it is prohibited to go in there. So we see that based on Rav Moshe, the conditions to go in are as follows. It has to be a real need. The person is very hungry, in pain. Number two is, there are no other options. Number three is, there are not people standing outside who know him. And number four is, if there are people standing outside that know him, then he has to inform them why he is indeed going in. He says the people on the inside we're not concerned about, because they're going to see he's only eating his orange or apple, so we're not concerned about their thinking anything is amiss that the people on the outside were concerned about. So based on that, we could extrapolate from this Rav Moshe Feinstein's psak two situations. Number one, going into a restaurant for a business meeting, and number two, if somebody really needs the bathroom. So it goes as follows, that if it is a case of real need, the real financial loss, the person really needs the bathroom. That's the first condition. Number two, second condition, there's nowhere else that he can go. There are no other options for going to the meeting, or there's no other bathroom around. Number three is that there's no one outside that knows you. And number four, if there are, you got to inform them, I'm going in because I have a business meeting, or I'm going in because I need a bathroom. If we fulfill all of those conditions, apparently Rav Moshe Feinstein would say that it would be permitted. But the default is that we indeed have a Maris Ayin and Chshad problem going into a non-kosher restaurant. Have a wonderful day.